So again, you got to do something about your personal stuff. Right? Try something, do something about your personal bad habit. Huh? But be careful, you use suppression, huh? This theory. Huh? Please be careful not to go to extreme. Huh? You know, some people are really trying to pursue, or they go to extreme. Huh? They really, you take this verse literally. How many of you read the book of Da Vinci Code? You read, right? You read the book of Da Vinci Code. There's a guy, a Catholic guy, who tried to kill the Catholic father, who used to be a big guy. They don't even convert it. He wore a kind of Kushou Dai. You read it, how do you call it? I read it in Chinese version. He wore a kind of a belt with a lot of needles on it. Wear it, right? When you think about evil thing, what did he do? Because the needle is attached to the flesh, right? You punch that needle, punch that belt, and the needle will stick into the flesh, and the blood will come out, and you'll say, "Ugh!" And then the sinful desire is gone. Right? Hey, did you read these books? Do you read that part? You read that part, right? But when you say suppressing, or pummel yourself, or hit yourself under your eyes, right? Or when I want to sleep, when I want to go to bed, when I fall down, what do? So you wake up? No, this is too extreme. This is too extreme. You know, many people really, they are very cowardly. They want you to be a saint, no? So in many religions, they use a many extreme way to subdue sin, because they know the flesh is one of the problem, right? So you can see, even like Hinduism. Some people they are calling rolling saint. How do they cultivate their spirituality? They do not cut their hair, they don't take a bath, they cannot do anything. They are like a piece of a dirt, and they keep rolling in the ground, keep rolling. They call it rolling sand. Right? You know what I'm saying? Do you see that in TV? Huh? You don't see that on TV? Some saint, S-A-I-N-T, huh? They keep rolling. That's how they practice their religious. They believe this is the way to cultivate your spirituality. Now, even you learn about church history, right? Do you know a person called the Zhu Shang Zhe? TDB students know, huh? Hey. the one who only lived in the pillar, do you read about this study? Huh? Pastor Ye talk about this. Huh? Hermits. How do you say it? Hermit. What do they do? All the night they only live in that piece of pillar, right? They poop over there, they eat over there. Really, they only live over there. And then people will offer them food, right? They live on the pillar. How do they get the food? Huh? Huh? How do they get the food? Basket, right? Basket, yeah. And I don't have a poop, I don't know. Maybe choose a spot or something. You know, all your life, you just live on that pillar. This is how for them to cut it with spirituality. Right? So there are many, if you only talk about suppressing, huh? There are many ways you can do that. Huh? You want to talk about suppressing from now on? You think you're a sinful man, right? Take away all your computer and all your personal belonging and lock yourself in the room for 1 month. that is suppressing too, right? No, this is too far. Go too far, right? Actually, Jesus wants you to sometimes also mingle in the world and shine the light in the world. So yes, this way is good, but make sure don't go extreme. Another way is similar, huh? Self-crucification. You crucify with Christ. Chapter 20, Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. Oh, by the way, sorry, before we go to this, huh? If you're using suppressed way, this is another problem. Not only go extreme, but the result may not be forever. Now, let me give you an example. Now, I heard a testimony from a sister, right? She said whenever she come to NYTS, right, she hear from the preacher that she should throw away all the CD, right? So he go home, he throw all the CD away, throw it away. But after 1 month, she started to buy one by one, buy back one by one. So suppressing is not forever solution. When you come here, you try to suppress your evil desire. You make determination, you want to cut it off. But you do not truly united with Jesus Christ. When you say water baptism is what? You die, you bury, right? And you come out. Now, if you live to Christ, your life is united in Jesus Christ. Naturally, it will dislike. Oh, they don't want to talk about it. But I'm saying that if you only use the word of suppression, the result can be only for a short time. Or otherwise, every time you got to pump yourself. But human being, can you live in the pillar for the rest of your life? For us who are born in TCC, this is not the solution. Not the best solution. Of course, we got to do it, but no. Sometimes a problem too. Now, please read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. 2, verse 20. Charles, please read. So I crucify with our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is called self-crucification. Now you try to tell you are already crucified. Just like the spirit of the wheat die and the new life can come out. They are similar teachings from this. Please read 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1. You crucify yourself. 14 verse 1. Grady. Chapter 4 verse 1. Pretty interesting, really, when you suffer, really, automatically it will get rid of sin. A lot of times when you are sick, let's say you are, how many of you experienced like broken bone or something? Yeah. Now, at the moment when you're broken bone, have you ever thought of any evil? Like, or lying in the hospital, very painful? Do you think about evil stuff? No, right? Because you only think about pain, right? How come it's so painful? How come it's so painful, right? No, automatically you are cut from the evil desire. So, and over here it says that when evil thing come, you try to, again, put your, nail yourself on the cross, every time the sinful thought come, you have this concept, I need to nail myself to the cross, crucify with our Lord Jesus Christ, I need to suffer myself, that kind of mentality. But you know what, this is also a very good way, really, you're determined to follow Jesus, you suffer for the Lord. That's why, sister was testifying, sorry, I enjoy your testimony. He said, I want to be an IE teacher, right? IE teacher actually, loving people, is it easy thing to do? Loving people, is it easy? Now, sometimes when you hear this word, love, your eyes are open, yeah? Right? Love, oh, what is it? I want to know more about it. Love, your eyes are open. But love is really very painful, you know? Is it? Is that painful? Do you think your mother take good care of you? Is it a good job? It's not easy. I gotta wash your diaper, right? Of course, with love, washing diaper, no more pain. But actually, it's not easy. It's not an easy job. So, love is sacrifice. What did I say this? Oh, yeah, painful. Yes, painful. Painful. So you have that kind of mentality. You want to crucify yourself with our Lord Jesus Christ. But this kind of saying, if only this kind, I'm saying, again, number 3 and 4, it's okay. It's something you should do, but should not do it to extreme. Because if you always think that I believe in Jesus, I always said to fight with sin, I got to suffer myself with sin, later on your faith will become like you are not a happy Christian. right? Because I always need to make myself painful. Therefore, I can get rid of sin. I follow Jesus, always crucify myself on the cross, right? Then your mentality will say, oh man, how can you happy this way? It's impossible you can be happy, right? It's good that sometimes you should use this way, but at the same time you should maintain a joyful Christian. And how do you do that? I think the last one now really is the theme we are talking about. Then this is the spirit of water baptism. You die, you bury, then you resurrect with Jesus Christ. The point is that your life united in Jesus Christ. If your life is united in Jesus Christ, Jesus' life is in your life, right? Everything becomes nature. That's what Jesus said, you shall attach to me, huh? You are a branch, right? I am the trunk. You shall attach me. If this branch is attached to me, my life can come to you, and your thought will become my thought. Your will become my will. Your affectionate will become my affectionate. Because you are part of me, you are attached to me. Then, naturally, you will, just like Paul, this world become a garbage to you. Sin, later on, become a garbage to you. Because many things allowed by God. For example, a lot of you have fantasy about opposite sex. But you know, opposite sex, or sex itself, is a creation by God. It's a blessing by God. The only thing is that you are not allowed to taste it right now. Right? Because you are not married. But actually, if your life is within Jesus Christ, you know that waiting is good for you. Right? So, all your concept and mentality, naturally, is united with God. And everything becomes very easy. When I go to, let me finish this out. When I go to Canadian NYDS, right? I hear from Pastor Hu's testimony. He says that when he was a little kid like you guys, he listened to music 10 hours a day. I said, how can a person listen to music 10 hours a day? How many of you listen to music 10 hours a day? You do! Really? How can you do that? I really admire. You can listen to music. We have a brother who are anti-music. Who is that? Somebody tell me you are anti-music. Anti-music. I forget who told me over here. Now, music, of course, hymn is very good music, right? I'm not talking about every music. But you know, Pastor Wu says, after you really pray often, meditate the Word of God often, right? By meditating the Word of God often, he says that one day, he listened to the same music, he had headache. He don't need to resist anymore, you know what I'm saying? Because when he listened to the same lyrics, of course, the music he's talking about is bad music, right? Listen to the same music, bad music, he had headache. So you pray to a point that you watch the message, you have a headache. You cannot watch anymore, right? Because you have a headache. For some reason, a lot of miracles and wonders and signs and blessings has happening in TJC is this way. Before, like, they are really alcohol addicted, right? But even you know, when they smell alcohol, they can vomit. They cannot take it anymore. So it's very nature. If your life is united with Christ, believe in Jesus Christ, really have no burden. So burden, determination, yes, important. Suppression, yes, important. But eventually, your life got to be totally transformed with the life of Jesus Christ. Then really, no burden at all. Very joyful. Because it is not something it's not something you resist anymore. It's not something you try to, I like it, but I cannot have it. Oh, so painful. But then it becomes what? That is garbage. Then you will say, hey, how come I was so silly? I enjoyed that kind of stuff. You will hate, you will despise your previous things because your life has been transformed. It is possible when your life truly united with the life of Jesus Christ. Truly, the life of Jesus Christ is truly in you. Huh? When you have fully the Holy Spirit, it becomes no problem. Huh? That's how wonderful the gospel is. Huh? Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. Diana? Verse 2. Paul said, the law of spirit and life have set you free from the law of death and sin. You are set free. You will not struggle to get out of free. You are set free. With Holy Spirit, you are able to set free. So, brethren, I think the problem really lies. How long do you pray? How long do you pray a day? Really lie on that. Even Jesus got to pray 40 days and 40 nights, huh? And fasting. Even Jesus, like when in his missionary, he got to get up early in the morning to pray. Because Jesus himself is also his flesh, right? Hello? Right? So it's not, you know, it always comes down to the very basic stuff. Pray. Right? Read Bible. Allow your minds to meditate on the words of God. If your mind is not meditating on the words of God, your mind will wander on other stuff. Right? Agree? Oh. So, you know, sometimes we are weak, especially late at night, right? Late at night, especially when you are dorming in dorm, and you are so exhausted, and late at night you just want to rest, right? And at that time, really, you do not meditate the word of God. Evil fantasy will come into your brain. I want to sleep now. And you start saying, how come I'm so lonely? Again, my friends and girlfriends I don't have. What are they doing right now? Then you start your fantasy and all the evil things will kick in, right? By that time, if you, like for example, if you really read Bible before you go to bed, right? And you cannot, when lie down, just meditate. Hey, what did I just read? What does it mean? What did the Lord try to teach me about that verse? Hey, suddenly you notice that Your heart is like a cup. If you this cup full of water, nothing else can flow inside. If this cup is not full of water, something else will flow inside. Air will flow inside. Other things will flow inside. Oh, so you cannot allow your mind to go free. Huh? You have to meditate the word of God. If you do have free time, oh, especially you know that at this time it is the weakest moment in your life. Oh. And really, the Lord is able to help you. Because you have weapons, huh? God will help you. Huh? Okay, this is how do we die to sin? Any question? Yes, Kathy, your question, sorry. Okay, now, okay. Now, how to live to God? Live to God. Now, we all talk about die to sin. I think one thing is that, now you hear all this, right? Another important thing, now, come, kick in, now, that is you shall have faith. No? Romans chapter 6, verse 8. Hey? Yeah. Sometimes it will jump by itself. Né? Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you. Hey, actually, it's all in my note, right? All you need to do is highlight the notes, right? But it's up to you. Oh, how many of you finished reading the notes? Raise your hand. This will be one of the questions, okay? I finished reading the note. How many points? No. Later on, we decide, okay? Thank God, there are two people come to me concerning the spelling error, right? If you find more spelling error, come to me. Yeah? Or spelling error is not a serious. Find that nut. There's a nut, right? Do you find it out yet? Yeah, you should find it out. 6 verse 8. Joyce, please read. We die with Christ. We shall believe that we will live with Him. So this key word here, belief, faith. Brethren, again, this is a theme of Book of Romans. A lot of times we thought, I know myself. I am I'm a bad egg, right? 我是坏蛋, right? I know I, 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 I cannot do it. No, no matter how I try, I cannot do it. Now, if you think, if you believe that you cannot do it, you will never be able to do it. So, brother, you can do it because you are beloved children of God. No? You shall have faith. Faith is very important. No? Please turn to Luke chapter 17, verse 6. If you guide this at your side, you have the power of God. How come you cannot do it? For sure you can do it. If you believe you cannot do it, you totally will give up, then you cannot do it, for sure. So again, faith is the key to blessing in life. Huh? 7:6. 7:6. Tiffany Liang. If you believe, if you talk to the tree, go to the ocean, then he will listen to you. How many of you ever pray to this? You talk to a tree, hey tree, go to the ocean. Of course, you never do this. Don't make any sense to you, right? Why do you want to pray a tree to go to the ocean? You never do that, right? You know, if you read this kind of story, sometimes you can see Jesus use extreme case to tell you that faith is very important, right? Now one day when Jesus was passing by a town, Jesus was hungry, and Jesus went to a fig tree and tried to find some fruits, but he couldn't find none, so he talked to the fig tree, from now on, nobody shall eat anything from you, right? And then following morning, when Peter passed by, and they said, whoa, Master, look, the tree died. And the Bible says, it died from the root. How many of you see the tree die? The tree die, usually it will die. How did the tree die? Slowly, right? Slowly, starting from the leaf and then branches and then the trunk and roof is the last one, right? Now one day the tree died, the roof. Peter was amazing. God, Jesus, it died. And just Jesus said to him, you know what? If you have faith, even you tell the tree to go to the ocean, the tree will go to the ocean. Actually, these two are all extreme cases. Number one, why? Because the Bible said, you shall never curse. Yeah. You should always bless him. How many of you curse to other people? You should never do it, right? Even though you're angry, you should never curse, right? But you do. What do you do? Okay, forget about it. Cursing is not good, so we don't share. We don't share cursing. Now, but Jesus even cursed to a tree, yeah? To teach you what? It's extreme. I mean, even you shall not curse. Now Jesus, because that tree cannot bear fruits, he said one word, that he died. Then it works. Even that works. Even something you are teaching how to do works. So you will never pray that way, but just to teach you that really faith is great power. So today you gotta believe that God is able to help you. Faith is the key to God's grace. How many of you are new Dr. Sun Yang Sen? Dr. Sun Yang Sen. Sun Yong San Sen? Dr. Sun Yang Sen. 国务 Sun Yong San Sen, 每次考试100分, 老师说他好学生, 有没有? Do you read this when you are young? I don't know. Okay. He's the founding father of China, or Chinese people, founding father. One day he talked about, of course it's a Christian, he said one thing that really shocked me. Huh? He says that if you do not believe, even as easy as flip your palm and break a branch, you cannot do it if you do not believe it. And then he said, if you believe, even like move the mountain to the ocean, you are able to make it. Actually, this saying is similar to the Bible. But move the mountain to the ocean, even Singaporean people do it already. Do you know that? Huh? You're not from Singapore. Singaporean people, they already move the mountain to the ocean. They pave the ocean, become land, right? You know, I see your cousin in Singapore. You have many cousins over there. Because they have faith, right? Next time, you go home and give a try. You put your hand on a piece of, on the table, right? You keep telling yourself, right? I'm not able to feel my hand, huh? No, I tell you, I'm not able. Talk to you 100 times, right? I'm not able, right? See what will happen to your hands. You know, if you convince him you cannot do it, you will never be able to do it. That's how interesting the word faith is. Huh? Of course, the faith is not relying on your will. The faith is relying on the grace of God too. But you shall trust in the word of God. Huh? Now, so number one is how do you live to God first? Number two, choose to be slave of righteousness. Yeah, Romans chapter 6, verse 15 to 26. Now maybe we just choose one word to read, huh? Six 15 to 26. Maybe we read, huh? Gilbert, please read.
6:15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. 16. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slave, you are a slave to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness?
Continue.
17. But thanks to God that, though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted.
Continue.
18. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
So now you shall be slave to righteousness, right? Brethren, you are free from sin. If you are like able to get rid of sin, another way that you are able to live to God is that you determine yourself to be the vassal of righteousness, a slave to righteousness. Huh? What do you mean? Meaning that you use your time to love, to serve. Now, then your life will be occupied by righteousness. Before, you spent 10 hours to serve on the internet or listening to music. Now you spend 10 hours to consult your students, to buy students, or to encourage your friends. The same 10 hours before you do bad things, but now you dedicate these 10 hours to God. Then it's very easy. You will not allow yourself to sin. Because your life is either do this or either do that, right? Right? So instead of doing bad things, now you do good things. Huh? You cannot stand in between now. There's a, remember what Jesus says? There was a person who cleaned his heart, but he did not invite any master to come in, and then the Satan went out, right? Later on, how many Satan did he bring in to occupy that room? How many? Seven, yeah? So your room cannot leave empty. You shall invite Jesus to come in, huh? Are you sleepy? I think you're sleepy. Are you sleepy? Are you sleepy? Yes, you're sleepy. Please stand up. And stretch a little bit. Okay, please sit down. If your field is clean after NYTS, huh? Like your field is clean right now, you should start to plant some good stuff in your field. Now it's clean, right? You should start to plant roses or lily or tulip. If you do not start to plant good stuff in your field, you love it, leave it alone, the wheat, the thistle will grow naturally. What do you think? What do you think? Huh? The garden is very beautiful. Is it by planting or by nature? If you leave the grass alone, what will happen? All the flower will die, right? Fade away. All the wheat will come out, right? The same thing, oh, when you say how to live to God, you got to plant the good things inside. Now you got to plant beautiful things in your heart now. When you go back home, what is beautiful? What is good things? What is that Jesus wants you to do? You should start to do it right now. If you leave your room empty and alone, naturally the wheat will come, the evil desire will come for sure. Now, many of you, before after you get married, please, if you have a baby, right? Please baptize your baby, yeah? A lot of people, one of my OYTS friends, right? He has this concept. When we are in break, we talk about, what are we going to do? Because at the time, we are not married yet. And actually, he was the only married couple. But he gave us a concept. You should allow your children to have freedom to choose his religious, right? He hated his father. He said, my father did not give me freedom to choose my religious. I got to go to the church, so on and so forth, right? And then, now, this NYTS student, classmate that I have, he's in USA also. At that time, we have NYTS in Taiwan, right? His children never got baptized. Now, actually, I never saw his child. His children is also in college already. Never show up. He was not baptized. Never come to the church. Never show up in the church. Now I don't know where she now. Now you allow your children to grow by yourself. You allow your children to choose. Naturally, they will by default, they choose the world. Just like a field, you say, the field, let it grow by itself. You can choose anything to grow. Let it grow by itself. By default, the wheat will grow, right? So my point is that, brethren, you got married, your children, allow Jesus, the rose of Sharon, to be planted in your children's heart. Allow them to receive the watching of angel, right? Because you know that after your baby got baptized, angel will protect them, right? So again, my point is that you should live for God. Determine that you will be a vessel of righteousness. How many of you determined to live for God? Raise your hand. I'm not talking about full-time preacher. Oh. Live for God. I want to live for God. Good, huh? Thank God. I'm glad for you. Really, if you have this mentality, right? Because you want to live for God, you never go to study, right? Really, you study for God. You have two mentality right now, right? You are engineer. You are engineer. No problem, engineer. You do engineer. There are many things you need to do engineer in the church. Yeah, this kind of things. Oh, my computer need to. Sometimes I have problems with my computer. Right? Many things you can serve the church. No problem. But the matter is, what do you study for? Your family for money only? Of course not. Money is only tool, right? So that kind of mentality is very important. So you dedicate. No matter what I do, I will do it for the Lord. Things will be different, right? Brother, really, let me tell you something. If you really want to serve the Lord, one thing you've got to pursue right now. Why NYTS will ask you to give a sermon? Why? My personal thinking. The Bible says there are many kinds of gifts, but it's your desire to be a prophet, to preach, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, right? Is that right? Somebody read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Read chapter 14, verse 1. Yes, read.
Verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy.
Yes. That's why we ask you to give a sermon. You know what? I told you in the past already. It's very difficult to learn 10 things in 1 year, but it's easier to learn 1 thing in 10 years, right? I told you already, right? I share with you. Really, it's easy. For me, I'm still learning. For me, one gift I'm learning, still learning, is that how can I expound the truth so that people can be edified. It's very important, especially if you desire the gift of prophecy. So if you truly want to serve the Lord, in USGA policy, right, full-time preacher is not always in local church. Local church is given to deacons and brothers and sisters to help. Church council member to help. So a lot of times you can see a lot of gifted brothers and sisters give a very good sermons on Sabbath day. You notice that? Sometimes they speak better than full-time preacher. Really. In South California, I saw several speakers. They are really so gifted, right? Now you can do that too. You should determine. You want to serve, it is a goal. It's only one of the direction for you to think about it. And for you to serve. So from not here in school, right? Try to join debate team. Or what? Besides debate team, what else? Of course, debate team, you should not debate on Sabbath day, right? Or besides debating, what else you can learn to speak? Public speaking class. Yes, you should take that kind of class. You should join all kinds of, in school, do you have speaking competition? Do you have, We call it a yanjiang bisai. How do you say this in English? speech competition? Yes. Did you have that in college? You should join it, you know? Right? Really, you should try. Because this is the best way for you to, this is really, like if you try to learn that, you have no time for internet, huh? Right? Do you still have time for internet? I don't think so, right? Because you are occupied, right? You are vessel for the righteousnesses. You want to learn to serve the Lord. I still remember when I was your age, I tried to learn that too, right? And I joined this. Hey. Book of Romans. Go back to Book of Romans. And let me finish this. If you become a vessel of righteousness, the result is sanctification, huh? I think from the story we just expounded, I think it's very clear. Everything you think about, what is the word of God? How can I love people? How can I serve people? Eventually, no evil can come into your heart. You should be equally zealous. Huh? Before, Paul was very zealous to Judaism. Now he was equally zealous to Christianity. Before, you are zealous in internet or girlfriend. Now you cut them down. You are equally zealous to the word of God. Right? If not more, at least equally zealous, yeah? Again, this is, if you can do this too, huh? Have faith, yes, by the grace of God, you can do it. By the grace of God, you can do it because you pray. Your life, that Christ's life is in your life, it becomes easier. Then you determine to live for Christ, it will become much easier, huh? You know what? The falling rate of worker, it's much, it's not as great as ordinary brothers and sisters. No? Not ordinary, but those who do not try to live for God. No? If I got time, I will prove to you. Huh? Let's pray in silence. Amen.20分才到，是不是？没关系。